September 29th through October 23rd. And if you check your calendars, previews start tonight. There you go. In keeping with their double philanthropic mission, Wham Theater will be donating 25% of the box office proceeds from this production to their ninth beneficiary, the Berkshire Immigrant Center, and Susie Banks Baum. The show is directed by Kristen Van Genhoven. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Kristen.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
And the show features David Atkins, who is here. Good morning, David.
Hello.
And Corinna May, who is also with us. Good morning, Corinna.
Good morning.
A delight to have you all here. So let me get first talk a little bit of how this all came to be and what you've been up to for basically this idea of the philanthropy, trying to find works that speak to people, and ultimately the mission at hand.
Sure, great. I'll start by sharing how the play came to us in the first place. I have a great friend in Canada named Irene Poole who played the original Gert Piller, which is the part that Corinna is playing. She played that in the world premiere in 2014, and then she contacted me and said, Kristen, I'm in this play, and I can't stop thinking about you and your family, because the play is set in World War II Holland, and I'm the daughter of Dutch immigrants. So my paternal grandfather was in the Dutch resistance movement and actually executed by the Germans. And my maternal grandparents had a shop and sold food to people on credit, knowing that they would, you know, never get that repaid. And so my friend thought about me a lot during the play, sent me the play, and said, you have to read it. That was about a year and a few months ago. And when I read it, I loved it, first of all, and then I immediately envisioned it in the Unicorn Theater with David and Corinna in the parts, never thinking that that could actually happen. But thankfully, I approached Kate McGuire first to inquire about renting the space. She read the play, and as artistic director of the Berkshire Theater Group, she also fell in love with it, could see it would be a wonderful play for David and Corinna, and that's how what paved the way to the co-production, which is very, very exciting for Wham!
Let's go back just a step about Wham!, its history, and how far you all have come.
Yeah, this is our seventh year, which is quite unbelievable for me.
It is.
Yeah, it's a professional theater company. We use theater to benefit women and girls, which means for every production we do, we always try to feature the story of women and girls or women theater artists. So in this case, the play features the role of Gert Piller. It's a two-hander. And it really revolves around the story of Corinna's character, which I'm sure she'll speak about a little bit. And it's written by a female playwright. But we also choose to be social entrepreneurs with our work in the sense that we choose organizations for every show that we do, and we donate 25% of the box office proceeds to them. And those are also always organizations that are on the front lines taking action for women's issues. And we use theater as our philanthropy, and we've been very successful. Like you said, this is our ninth beneficiary. We've done nine shows. We've provided lots of professional contracts to theater artists as well as making these donations. So it's a very exciting philanthropic model. I always say Warren Buffett has his billionaire's pledge and I have my arts is philanthropy pledge.
So before we get to the two hands of this two-hander, let us talk a little bit about the challenges for you as a director in bringing this work to the stage.
Well, personally, I thought it was going to be personally very challenging and emotional because it cuts so close to home and kind of the stories that I heard growing up. And my parents are older, and you know, I hear the stories of my father in his 70s going to the courtroom where his father was convicted and sentenced to death when he was 3 years old, and sort of having this cathartic experience in that courtroom from a memory he had when he was three. So just how deeply these things are in our bodies. So I thought that the experience would be very emotional. I worked very hard to prepare, but it's been pure bliss. Being in the room with these two actors is such an incredibly positive challenge. I couldn't ask for anything more at this stage in my personal career as a director. It's very exciting for Wham! To be doing this co-production with Berkshire Theater Group and have the opportunity to see how a much larger theater company works. And it's just kind of continues to fuel me to keep doing what Wham! Is doing. And it's such a testament to the hard work of Wham! And the other, and also the communities that support us, being so supportive of culture and social issues and gender parity and philanthropy. So we're very proud of how far we've come, and we're very excited for the future and all the exciting ideas that we have for that.
So, Corinna May, talk a little bit about your participation in this, how it came to be, and what you enjoy about being in this production. The first premieres tonight.
I think it was tonight. Was it a year ago or a little over a year ago? I think Kristen came to see a show I was in at Shakespeare and Company. And after the show, she said, I've got a script, I've got a play, and you and David would be perfect. And I don't know if there's any way ever on earth that it could happen, but... And I think you sent me the script, and I just loved it. It's... the playwright is also a published short story writer and a poet. And so the language is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's a Garrett Piller is a terrific character. She's based on a real person who was a man. The play is actually based on historic events, but it then takes off and imagines a different outcome for those historic events. And my character is an art historian who became a member of the Dutch Resistance because she was watching the Nazis loot her country of art and heritage. And it's not common to get to play somebody, a woman who's that fierce and courageous and self-determined and has absolute, there's no male in her life that, you know, she's beholden to. She's autonomous. And she's also, you know, very fragile and flawed. So she's multidimensional. She's got a sense of beauty. She's got a sense of humor. She's tough. It's really been a terrific experience and one that doesn't come around that often for an actress.
I was going to say, those seem like all the ingredients that you'd want to put together.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So can you say the same thing, Dave?
No.
How is your experience different?
Well, I guess they had a... There's a character who's a self-obsessed artist, and I guess they thought of me. So,
first person.
Congratulations!
That
exactly. That's
tortured artist.
Yes. This has been a wonderful experience. Corinna told me about the script, and I said, "Well, let me know. These things, you know, are all often good ideas, and bringing everything together,
sure,
it can be a challenge." And so when Kate called. Kate McGuire at BTG and said, I was like, wow, you mean this could, this is going to happen. and I was thrilled. And so it's been wonderful. Yeah.
You actors are a skeptical lot, aren't you?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
It's
from experience.
Great to have, you know, it's easy to have ideas. It's kind of making those ideas happen that
actually come together.
Yeah. And Wham is definitely getting known for that. People are like, oh, if Kristen has an idea, if Wham has an idea, they're probably going to find a way to make it happen, which I think is a good thing to be known for.
And that's really, it's interesting too. I mean, Kristen really is a go-getter. And you look at the people in our community, our theater arts community in the Berkshires, Kate McGuire, Julie and Boyd, you know, these are people who are really looking to the future and taking huge initiative.
When, what do you like about the part? What is it of playing that self-obsessed? Is that, I mean, what are the challenges in that?
Keeping him likable and human.
Yeah.
It's really a story of survival. And the fact that he also... And in the writing, there's a lot of humor. So to bring those two elements together is a wonderful challenge. To just be a self-obsessed person is interesting for only a few minutes. It's what's really underneath and what's driving the character that is truly interesting. And that's also what's truly the challenge to bringing this person fully to life on stage.
So it's just the two of you?
Yes, it is.
What are the pluses? I love asking this question. I love asking this question when it's a solo show. I love asking the show when it's a two-hander. So, what is that dynamic like? And just being on stage with one other person and having that opportunity every night.
I love it. I really love the intimacy of a production like that. I also love that this show is in the Unicorn, In Stockbridge.
It's a great space.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space, and it's perfect for something like this.
Yeah.
And you're really right there with the audience also. For me as an actor to be on stage in that kind of intense experience and complexity of character with another artist it's really exhilarating. That's all there is to it. It's exhilarating. The challenge, however, is, you know, never leaving stage.
Right.
And not being able to go back and have a sip of water or...
Thankfully, his character has an affinity for gin, so he gets to have some water on stage in that way.
Yes.
Or gin.
Gin.
That's right.
Or
exactly.
Just gin.
Right.
Yeah.
And a little morphine. But, you know, that's something else.
But it is... I sleep 9 or 10 hours a night, and the play is 70 minutes long. So it's not, you know, it's not like a 3-hour, you know, Shakespeare or Wagnerian experience.
Right.
But the amount of psychic energy it takes, because one has to sustain this level of intense feeling and experience. And in rehearsal, we're sustaining it for more or less for 7 hours, 6 hours in a day. So self-care is really, really important when you're doing these pieces.
Well, and Dave and Corinna have worked together a lot, too, so they have an immense level of trust. They spend a lot of time together outside of rehearsal as well, as I think people know. So seeing them understand, like, well, you know, there was a story where David would stop in rehearsal and go, I see something in Corinna's eyes. I know something isn't making sense to her right here. You know, so they really have a deep sense of trust and a knowledge of each other on stage, which creates really incredible, incredible work. I hope everybody gets a chance to see it.
Well, the previews begin tonight, and the show runs through October 23rd at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It's the Berkshire Theater Group and Wham Theater presenting the American premiere of the Bakelite masterpiece by Kate Cayley at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, again through the 23rd of October. To learn more, you can visit Wham Theater, WAM, whamtheater.com, or berkshiretheatergroup.org. Both links will be posted along with this interview at our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Kristen and David and Corinna, I thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful opening tonight and first preview tonight.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you. And thank you for the great work you're doing in the community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.